Today from the Ohio Newsroom, cooking up connection.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice helps bring clarity to complexity because money doesn't come with instructions. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. An after-school program in Cincinnati is hoping to curb youth violence through cooking. Member station WVXU's Isabel Nisley reports.
Whatever fruit you got works for me.
Everybody get a seat.
Every day at the Garden of Joy Culinary Academy starts with a mindfulness circle. Before teens put on aprons and start chopping veggies, they grab fruit-patterned pillows and sit down in the dining room of an old Frisch's Big Boy.
You're going to take a big deep breath in through your nose.
Executive Director Ali Rizvi leads the group through breathing exercises. Then he asks a question to get people sharing their experiences.
All right, so when you're about to snap, or you're feeling really angry, what is one thing that you wish adults would say or do for you that would help?
While the teens are here to learn how to cook, Garden of Joy has a broader mission. The free after-school program is working to reduce gun violence, increase graduation rates, and foster safer communities. Rizvi is a Cincinnati Public Schools social worker. He helped start Garden of Joy after an 11-year-old, Dominic Davis, was shot and killed at a playground in 2023.
You know, we had to do something to make sure that our youth, especially our youth that are at risk of being exposed to gun violence, you know, are safe during those after-school hours, and they're learning the skills that are going to make them less likely to find themselves engaging in dangerous behaviors.
Many of the students in the program have experienced trauma related to gun violence or living in poverty. Twice a week, the same group of about 20 teens comes to this restaurant-turned-training kitchen where volunteers offer them help with homework, kitchen safety, and gardening skills, all while teaching nonviolence practices, coping strategies, and empathy.
So that way, when they become an adult, they know how to cook for themselves, they know how to handle themselves in times of conflict, and they know how to deal with conflict without resorting to violence.
What I would like both of you boys to do...
In the kitchen, teens are listening to instructions for cooking tonight's dinner. Enchiladas are on the menu. Dominic Bly is head chef and culinary arts director. He says he takes a practical, hands-on approach to teaching. He guides students to slice sweet potatoes, cook ground beef, and warm tortillas.
A lot of the time, I will have an idea of the recipe in my head, but a lot of the fun of doing it here with the kids is allowing them to kind of take control of the recipe however they see fit.
Students come to Garden of Joy for a variety of reasons. Ralph White is 13 years old. His church suggested he get involved.
They had got me into this program to learn how to stop being in the streets and a lot of things you could do.
He says coming to Garden of Joy keeps him from doing, in his words, stupid stuff. He says he's learned how to find a sense of calm here.
It's just, you can feel that moment, that good moment with you, like, trying to calm down, like, try to, like, chase away or, like, go the other way, think about something else you want to do.
Centering the program around food was essential to its mission. Here's Bly, the head chef, again.
The dinner table, or just food in general, is one of the primary social fabrics that kind of hold society and families and friendships and all kinds of relationships together.
Bly's trying to teach his students more than just a useful life skill. He wants them to see a love for food as a love for people.
These are the best enchiladas I've ever had.
For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Isabel Nisley.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you next week.